You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Kate Nambour, and with Ginny Smith. We've got an email in from Susan Wengel, who's asked us, could it cause earthquakes? And we'll get to that in just a moment. But you can keep your thoughts coming in, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can tweet us @nakedscientists. So while methane emissions that we've just heard about might take a while to show their effects, Britain has already experienced one of the other concerns about fracking. In 2011, two earthquakes in Blackpool were linked to local fracking operations. We're joined on the phone by Brian Baptie from the British Geological Survey. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
So were those two earthquakes in Blackpool the responsibility of the fracking operations that were going on nearby, or was it just a coincidence?
No, the earthquakes were directly linked to the fluid injection that was going on as part of the hydraulic fracturing operation at the time. And in fact, there weren't just two earthquakes, there were 58 recorded in total. Most of those were very, very small. And in fact, the largest one was also pretty small, even by UK standards. It only had a magnitude of 2.3. But nevertheless, it was felt by 50 or so people in the Blackpool area, and it did cause some alarm.
How can we know that they're directly responsible? Can we link them up time-wise exactly?
It's basically looking for a spatial and temporal correlation between the hydraulic fracturing operation. And in this case, we were able to show that the earthquakes occurred very close to the injection well and at roughly the same depth where the injection was ongoing, so around about 2.8, 3 kilometres. And also, in terms of time, the earthquakes all occurred during the time and just after the fluid was being injected as part of the fracking operation. And another piece of evidence is that there is very little background seismicity in that particular part of the UK. So if you start to see seismicity in an area where there is none, that's another piece of evidence that maybe something is going on.
How would fracking cause these earthquakes?
It's really all down to the fluid injection. So what happens when you get and slip on a fault during an earthquake is slip occurs because the shear stress that acts along the fault surface exceeds the frictional resistance to sliding of the rocks on either side of the fault. What happens when you inject fluid is that it reduces the effective stress on the fault system. It increases the pore fluid pressure. And that's a bit like just lubricating the fault. It makes it easier for the rocks to slip past each other. So what happened in the case of Blackpool and in many other examples of injection-induced earthquakes is that these fluids build up, and they can build up over relatively short periods of time and allow the rocks to slip past each other more easily.
These earthquakes, so they were 2.3 on the Richter scale, I think, was one of the biggest. I mean, when we hear about big earthquakes, we're on 8 or 9 on the Richter scale. Could we even feel them?
Yeah, I mean, people did feel the Blackpool earthquakes. They're round about the bottom of the range of that people might feel earthquake activity. But, of course, they were quite shallow, so that makes it easier for people to feel them as well. But, yeah, in comparison to large tectonic earthquakes, these earthquakes are tiny. They're pretty trivial, in fact. And in fact, the largest known example that we have of an injection-induced earthquake during hydraulic fracturing occurred in Canada in 2011, and it had a magnitude of 3.8. Now, again, that might cause some noticeably strong shaking, but still it's well below the level of these large tectonic earthquakes and probably unlikely to cause any significant damage.
If we've got a sort of a number of them, you said there were quite a few going on at the same time, even though they're tiny, should that be something that we're worried about, or is this something that sort of geologically we can just let pass and not worry about?
Well, I think it's a good analogy to compare these earthquakes to is what happened during the period of coal mining industry in this country throughout the sort of 60s, 70s and 80s. We recorded hundreds, thousands of mining-induced earthquakes, and people would feel these reasonably regularly and, you know, really grew to kind of be familiar with them and to live with them. The largest of those earthquakes didn't exceed more than a magnitude of about 3. So again, it caused some relatively strong shaking. And the largest, there are accounts of some minor damage, things like cracks to plaster, stuff like that, but certainly no structural damage. So there are similar types of industrial activity in this country that have caused similar earthquake activity. So yeah, we have experienced this kind of thing before.
Thank you so much, Brian. That was Brian Baptie from the British Geological Survey.